Hey, what's up, guys? John here. Emergency 401k withdrawals are ramping up.
Record 401k withdrawals be signaling some trouble for the economy ahead.
Now, more savers have been taking money out of their 401ks, even as average account balances have seen double-digit gains.
From Americans in their 20s and 30s and 40s, and they are taking money out to offset the rising costs of living in America today.
The share of participants tapping their 401k reached a record high in 2025.
Rising insurance, mortgage payments, taxes, health insurance, student loan bills, food costs, you name it, everything is much more expensive. And it's challenging for many people to get by on their salary in this job market. But when you pay very close attention to what's unfolding in America over the next 5, 10, and 15 years, you'll see a whole different type of country. Did you know the entire residential real estate market is $55
trillion? A record $55 trillion. That's the total value of every home in the U.S., according to Zillow. And that's an increase of $20 trillion in the past 5 years.
There's $105 trillion worth of wealth that's going to be passed along from retirees to their children or sold. They're going to be selling their businesses from now until 2048.
America is set for a massive wealth transfer. Gen X and millennials will inherit trillions of dollars in real estate as older Americans begin passing down decades of accumulated wealth.
So if you have that level of wealth getting passed forward, you could just imagine what this wealth divide will look like in this country. There will be no middle class. Right now, there is, right? That is going to change. And so in this video, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to show you exactly what's happening and why I think this is the best and easiest time to create wealth that we've ever seen inside of our lifetime. Like point blank. Here, the surprising reason workers are cashing out 401ks early. Prices climb and paychecks feel thinner. A growing number of younger workers are making early 401k withdrawals, cracking open the one retirement account that was never meant to be touched till much later in life. For many people in the late 20s and 30s, that 401k retirement plan has quietly become an emergency fund they never managed to build. Recent data from Vanguard shows up quickly, this behavior spreading, right? One in three Americans cashing out. One in three. The job market right now, 1.6 jobs per 100 employees. 1.6 jobs. Here, unemployment for over 42% of recent college graduates are classified as underemployed. So many people that go to college, they go and they take out a really big student loan thinking that they're going to make it up on the back end with a high paying job. Now many people just have very big loans, $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 per month for a degree that no longer exists, or it's just too hard to find that role. And so they just have these payments that they have to make. They have no other way out of it. You can't file bankruptcy to get rid of your student loans. You have to make those payments. Gen Z thinks AI made their college degrees useless, and they have a point. Imagine putting yourself in massive debt after being told you absolutely need a college education to survive, only to realize it's complete bull and getting worse with the rise of AI. Now, this is what I find very fascinating. So they claim about 40% of American adults are not working. 40%. Is what they're saying, but unemployment rate is 4.3%. And here, they say that baby boomers, all 73 million will be over 65 by 2030. So you have 73 million baby boomers. What is this gonna mean to the housing market? What is this going to mean for how they live, right? Because not many people are gonna be able to stay in their big 3, 4, 5 bedroom home that they raised their family in throughout retirement. Unless they have a lot of money. And most people, they don't really have that much money. Like not the kind of money to where you can retire on. Like if you just do basic math, let's say for example, $7,500 a month that will cover mortgage, property tax, insurance, healthcare, food, car insurance, everything. $7,500, which is very low. But let's say you can get by on $7,500. That's $90,000 per year before taxes. In 10 years, that's $900,000. In 20 years, it's $1.8 million, right? And that is at the end of 20 years, you have zero, and that's considering zero inflation. No inflation, 1.8 million. How many retirees have that? Not that many, right? Not that many. You realistically, if you account for inflation, you probably need 3.5 to 4 million liquid. I don't know that many people that have that type of money at 65 years old. So there's definitely going to be living standard adjustments, and there's going to be sales of land, businesses. Like, there's going to be this wealth transfer that's going to ramp up in a big, big, big way. And now a quick word from our paid sponsor. This video is sponsored by Eagle Energy Metals, ticker NUCL on the NASDAQ. And this one's worth understanding. Here's the backdrop. AI data centers consumed 176 terawatt hours of U.S. electricity in 2023. And that number could double by 2028. Big tech already knows what that means. Microsoft, Google, Amazon, they've all started locking in long-term nuclear energy deals. And nuclear reactors run on uranium. The problem? The U.S. currently produces only about 8% of the uranium it consumes. Russia previously supplied 20 to 30% of enriched fuel for American reactors, a dependency that's looking increasingly fragile. Domestic uranium assets are becoming strategically critical. That's where Eagle Energy Metals comes in. They control the Aurora Project, one of the largest underdeveloped domestic uranium deposits in the United States, with over 50 million pounds, identified from over 500 plus drill holes. They also hold a portfolio of small modular reactor technology, giving them exposure to both sides of the nuclear equation, the fuel and the reactor. Uranium crossed $100 in 2026. Historically, when commodities hit major thresholds, institutional capital follows, and early stage domestic producers tend to see the biggest moves. Do your own research, talk to your financial advisor, and head to EagleEnergyMetals.com to learn more about Eagle Energy Metals, ticker NUCL. Now back to the video. About 5 to 6 million businesses, they claim, are going to be exchanging hands. Baby boomers are set to pass approximately $105 trillion by 2048, according to Investopedia. And presently, the entire residential real estate market is worth $55 trillion. The commercial real estate market is worth $20 trillion. So you have the entire residential real estate market, the entire commercial real estate market, and then you throw on another, you know, $35 trillion on top of that, and that's what's going to be exchanging hands in the next, you know, 22 years, 23 years. It's massive. Like, it is huge. So you think about what private equity is going to do, what small investment funds are going to do, you know, what ambitious Americans are going to do, and what white-collar workers are going to do. A lot of white-collar workers are going to be going through career field changes. They're not just going to sit there unemployed. A lot of them are very ambitious, intelligent, hardworking. They understand AI. They understand automation. They understand the internet, right? They're going to be able to go out there and find job opportunities, and they're going to go where there's stability, which I think is going to be blue-collar work. I think we're going to start seeing a lot of people going into the trades, and they're going to go where they can apply their intelligence and make some real money. So I think we're going to see a lot more attention on the trades. And I think we're going to see just an overall massive shift inside of the U.S. economy because of everything that's unraveling right now. Home sellers start getting lower prices at 70. So if you have the record number of retirees that are entering by 2030, 73 million entering retirement age at this point, they're going to be selling their properties. But the question just becomes, who are they going to be selling to? Because to qualify for a mortgage, you generally need 2 years of stable income, at least 2.5 to 3 times gross monthly income over your mortgage. Good credit, you know, 680 and above, generally. It's not easy to find those borrowers by the millions today, let alone 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. So I believe what we're going to start seeing are a lot of groups stepping in, acquiring these properties and turning them into rentals, unless something else happens. But I just don't see the housing market staying as it was in 2018, 2019, 2022, and 2025, continuing the next 5 years, given the direction that, you know, the workforce is heading in, AI and everything happening. I don't think that's going to be the reality, but we will see. Once sellers reach about 70, they start getting lower sales prices for their houses compared to younger homeowners, published by the Center of Retirement Research in Boston. Compared to sellers in the 40s and 50s, an 80-year-old homeowner gets 5% lower price than a household held for about 11 years. According to a study, the typical home price of $405,400, the national median sales price in December, according to the National Association of Realtors, This amounts to a loss of $20,000. The gap continues growing as homeowners age. I mean, I'd also argue that it could very well be due to house condition. A lot of people have lived in these homes 10, 20, 30 years. They haven't done much to them. They're well maintained, but they're out of date, out of style. And people are paying lower prices because they have to put money into the houses. But if you start putting a lot of homes on the market and people simply can't qualify for those mortgages, supply and demand will dictate and determine price. Like if there's an excess amount of supply and a smaller pool of demand from these buyers, prices will reflect that. And especially if insurance and taxes continue going up, it's just going to make it harder to qualify. But then you ask yourself from the perspective of a mortgage lender, if they're going to look at the trailing 5 years of home insurance in a place like Los Angeles or Miami, and they're saying, okay, well, it started at $5,000 a year, now it's $12,000 or $14,000. What is it going to be in the next 5 years, the next 10 years? Will this person still have a job as a paralegal or as, you know, whatever their career choice is? These lenders are going to start getting much more careful with whom they lend money to, wondering if they can pay off a 30-year mortgage note, right? 360 months of payments is a lot of payments. And I think it's going to get harder to get a loan. So looking at the cost of healthcare for a retiree and why I think this is going to really just change the way that many people look at retiring. If you're a married couple, they're saying the average health insurance is $345,000. That's what a 65-year-old couple retiring in 2025 could expect to spend. $345,000 throughout their retirement. So the number of 1.9 million, spending 15% of that on just health insurance is insane. But imagine what this number might be in 5 or 10 years. I mean, it could be $400,000 to retire just health insurance alone. So I think we're going to start seeing this K-shaped economy grow. And I think we're going to see a lot of wealth, so much wealth, exchange hands. And if you're ambitious, if you're motivated, there will be no better time. No better time to go out there and create a lot of wealth. Because inflation is just going to continue to eat away and erode at entry-level jobs, right? And so people are going to have to make a change. Some people are going to be selling their companies. Some people are going to be looking for more stable employment. Some people are going to be starting companies. But this is the time to buy companies, to find talent, just to make moves. In 2019, just for context, the average student loan payment was between $200 and $299 a month. Now, they're saying it's between $200 and $536, right? So basically doubled. What do you think about this? Do you think we're going to see this massive silver tsunami of 5 to 6 million businesses get transferred to their children, sold? What do you think? You think we're going to start seeing a lot of these companies rolled up? What do you think is going to happen with the white-collar workers, smart, college-educated Americans? You think they're going to sit on the sidelines? Or do you think they're going to start trying to get into where the opportunity is? I think that everything is pointing to this massive wealth divide growing over the coming 5, 10, 15 years. And I think that this is the best time ever to be an American, the best time ever to start a business, the best time ever to get rich. Please hit the like button. When you do, YouTube will share the content, educate more people about what's going on. Catch next video.